For 9 years, the event ran as the Sun Watch Native Flute Festival. 2 years ago, it was renamed the Ohio Valley Indigenous Music Festival, and this year's dates are set, August 26th and 27th, beginning at 10 a.m. each day at Patricia Allen Park in Springboro, Ohio. Good evening for Around Cincinnati. I'm Elaine Deal. My guest tonight is Native American flutist Douglas Blue Feather. Welcome to WVXU, Douglas.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Can you describe the Native American heritage in the Ohio Valley and why it's such a natural setting for this festival?
Well, there is a tremendous amount of Native American heritage, not only in the Ohio Valley, but all of Ohio, all of the tri-state area. There are just hundreds of people who have Native American heritage and enjoy coming out and enjoying any kind of event that they can kind of connect with that ancient heritage.
And Douglas, you have a string of awards as long as your arm and a huge collection of flutes. Can you talk about how you began to play the flute and collect your flutes?
Well, I've been playing for, probably about 20 years now. And in that 20 years, I've released 19 CDs, almost one a year. And I have a new one out this year called Timeless. I'll be featuring music from that CD at this year's festival. As far as flutes go, I bought my first flute 20 years ago over in Yellow Springs. Since then, I've probably collected about 40 flutes. I use some of those just for recording. When I'm out performing, I probably take about 12 flutes with me. I like to use a variety of flutes. The Native American flute's an ancient instrument. It can be traced back over 2,000 years to the American Southwest. But it's a very simple instrument. Basically, we're playing up and down a scale that consists of 6 notes. You can play up to 14 or 15, but it's a limited scale instrument. It's not like a piano or a guitar where you can pick it up and play in any key. It's limited to one or two different scales, basically. So if I want to play in a different key, I have to pick up a different flute. Therefore, you have to have a good collection of flutes to play in different keys. There are a lot of people out there that have a lot more flutes than I do, I tell you that.
Are they always made of wood?
Yes, the Native American flute is a wood flute. Every culture on the planet has had some type of flute, be it a wood flute, metal flute, bone flute. The Native American flute is a wood flute. Traditionally, it is made out of cedar. And being a modernized instrument, most flute makers offer their flutes in a variety of wood, including cedar, birch, walnut, cherry, and just a combination of different kinds of wood to give it a particular characteristic and a good sound.
And some of them are beautifully decorated works of art. Does that affect the tone at all?
Not really. It really comes down to the quality of the instrument itself as far as the good sound it has.
And Douglas, did you take lessons somewhere or are you self-taught?
I'm self-taught. I started to honor my Native heritage just over 20 years ago, and I got interested in the music as well, having been a musician all my life. So I picked up the Native American flute, and it just felt very comfortable to me, so I was self-taught, and within a year and a half of playing it, I had my first CD out.
What is the connection of the Native American flute to spirituality and healing?
I consider the Native American flute to be a very healing instrument. I've gotten so many emails over the years from people who just said that they had gone through a life change or were dealing with a terrible situation, maybe with a relationship or an illness, either with themselves or a family member. And the music with the Native American flute is really what got them through the day. It just touches people right in the heart.
Talking with Native American flute artist Douglas Blue Feather, one of the many artists who will perform at this year's Ohio Valley Indigenous Music Festival. Douglas, what's your connection to this festival?
I served on the committee when it ran for 9 years at Sunwatch. I was on the committee from the very start of the festival. So when we lost that venue, I took it upon myself to reorganize it. Did so last year. So we are in our second year, still getting the word out that the festival is still going, just renamed, relocated this year. We're welcoming back several artists that we previously had at Sunwatch, and we're having Painted Raven multinational award winners from Orlando, Florida. We have Johnny Lipford. He was always an all-time favorite at Sunwatch, coming back with us from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. We're welcoming back Mark Camden, a remarkable musician from Columbus, Ohio. We have Chief Golden Light Eagle, my chief. I was actually adopted into the Dakota Nation just about 6 weeks ago in a formal ceremony. Been friends with him for about 20 years. He's not only a very spiritual man, a very ceremonial person, traditional person, but he's a wonderful musician. He's been a musician his entire life. He's actually going to be our headliner on Saturday and Sunday. He'll have some other guests there joining him on stage, and probably I will be included with his performance. We have local favorite Matthew Toma, who last year just won several Native American awards with the Indian Summer Music Awards. He's from Yellow Springs. We're having Brad Young. He's a wonderful flute maker and performer. You know, most flute makers are not so much great performers. They focus on making the instrument and are familiar with it. But Brad Young can do both. He's one of the best flute makers around, and he's also just an excellent performer, and he's got his own CDs out. We're having Heartwind from Indianapolis, always an all-time favorite. This is a wonderful trio. They're coming back again. They've been with us for many, many years, and we're looking to have just a wonderful weekend of great music.
In addition to the music, what else might people find at the event?
A lot of good vendors. We've got so many good flute makers, and we've got probably about 12, 13, 14 of those world-class flute makers at our festival. Some vendors who have Native American-style crafts, and of course we have food. You got to have great food at a great festival.
You sure do. And are there workshops or chances for people to pick up a flute and try themselves, perhaps?
Yes. Several of our vendors, mostly the flute makers, are going to be offering performances and demonstrations, workshops throughout the weekend over in a separate location. And I mentioned performances because Saturday morning, the first performance at 10 a.m. is going to be a flute maker showcase. We're on the performance stage. We have about 12 flute makers that are going to come up and just give a brief demonstration of their flutes to show people their craft and a chance for them to have a very prosperous weekend.
Let's go over the rules quickly. Are people permitted to bring pets to the festival?
Yeah, this is a beautiful public park, so it's free and open to the public. So there will be people there walking dogs, and there's a giant children's playground. This is a family-friendly event.
Should people bring chairs?
Actually, no. We have a very large shaded tent. Chairs are provided.
What's next for your career, Douglas?
Well, I still have a busy rest of this year. My fall is pretty much booked every weekend. Currently still working on a new CD that's been in the works actually for a couple of years. So I hope to finish that up this year and just keep doing what I'm doing.
Where do you record?
I record at home these days with modern recording.
It's easy.
A lot of people have their own home studios. So I downstairs in my music room, that's where I create the music.
Do you write the music or play traditional Native American tunes?
Well, both. My new CD, Timeless, is a traditional CD, meaning that it's just the flute by itself. It does not have any modern contemporary instrumentation. So on this new CD, there are several traditional Native flute songs, along with several that are just improvisations played from the heart, so to speak.
It sounds like you've got a busy career, a great festival, and a very unique event coming our way. My guest has been Douglas Bluefeather, who has written this. May our thoughts, prayers, and music help to heal the earth. Do you believe that music can heal the earth?
I do. Everything in creation has a vibration. And as long as it's a good vibration with good intention, healing is always sent out.
It's the family-friendly and free Ohio Valley Indigenous Music Festival, taking place Saturday and Sunday, August 26th and 27th. 10 to 8 on Saturday, 10 to 7 on Sunday at Patricia Allen Park in Springboro, Ohio. And you can get a link to the festival's website through our website, wvxu.org. Been talking with Douglas Bluefeather, and for Around Cincinnati, I'm Elaine Deal. Thanks, Douglas.
Thank you so much.